Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Keita Spock. We're talking about happiness and how to create it, how to perpetuate it, how to get it started and perpetuate it, put it on autopilot. One of the things that she recommends is by creating rituals and traditions, right, Keita?
Right, and just thinking something real easy, birthday parties. You know, how do you celebrate your employees' birthday parties? What happens during that day? And this is a time where you, again, your humanness, your face can emerge in terms of letting employees know what you really like. Maybe you want only a certain flavor of ice cream, or you love balloons and you like to pop them. Who knows? But this is a time where you
a lot of companies on things like that will do one birthday. They'll have a big cake for everybody who has a birthday that day if the organization is big enough.
Yeah, and that could be the case too. But again, if there is something that is injected, as we said earlier, if there's a uniqueness and a sincerity that is injected into this tradition of having the birthday cake for many, then employees will remember it. Perhaps the boss goes around to each employee and delivers them a handwritten card. That becomes part of the tradition of that birthday celebration.
Now you're turning happiness into homework, Keita. So another thing that I think is a big deal, and I make a big deal out of it here on the show, and I always have, are milestones, annual anniversaries, corporate anniversaries, the anniversary of the company, or anniversary of an employee, those kinds of milestones. But if the company accomplishes something, if there's somebody in the organization goes to a class or gets certified or something like that, those are milestones. And I encourage people, and a lot of times people think, well, what's that got to do with happiness? Well, you know what? If somebody accomplishes something, you celebrate it. There's going to be a lot of happiness around that.
That's right. The one thing about the whole aspect of happiness here, and this is a good point, Jim, is sometimes you have something wonderful to celebrate, but it goes by so quickly. In other words, it's not paid attention to. Look at what's going on now. We pay so much attention to some of the negative stuff, the enormous negativity of an incident or a situation or whatever you might say. But if there's something good in there, something that is positive, something that is to be celebrated, we sometimes move that over, and really, these are the times we should be pausing to truly say, "My gosh, is that ever great? I'm so thankful."
Mm-hmm. Well, and you don't have to have a 100 of these. You could have two recurring every year, and then an occasional one. Depending, I mean, it's just. Whatever it takes, you know what we're talking about here. You know the fundamental thing that we're talking about here, Keita. This whole thing, everything we've said. There's one fundamental underlying thing that's coming out whenever we do whatever we've been talking about doing, and that's the concept of humanity. This is about being human, and here's why. I'm just going to say this real quick. We're analog beings, Keita. We're moving hell-bent for light speed into the digital world. And the things that you propose, the work that you do, is going to be more valuable than ever before because there's not a lot of humanity in digital. In fact, there's no humanity in digital. And we're never going to not be human. But the more our world is about digital, the harder it is for us to hold on to our humanity. And so the things that you talk about, traditions, rituals, happiness, those kinds of things, we're going to need that more than ever before. We've got to work harder at it. What do you think?
Yes, we do. Excuse me. It's as I said, if the boss really cares about his employees, he's not going to send an email. He's going to come down to their office and deliver the handwritten card. Yes, happiness takes work, but the delight that he or she will have when he or she sees the face of the employee being truly grateful mm-hmm. and just being almost surprised, oh, my gosh, for me? Wow. That is a human encounter which cannot be replaced
That's right.
by anything.
No computer
anything.
Can do that. No robot can do that. No algorithm can
no.
do that.
No. No. It's,
yeah.
It's,
and the connection you, and I, you know I don't I. The whether you write a card or not, I mean, I'm teasing you about that a little earlier. But the main thing is what I like about what you said is they got up off their out of their office and went down and looked at them face to face. That's where humanity begins. You know, what I say, Keita, face to face is the original social media.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Keita, I need your website again, please.
Yes, KeitaSpak.com, KeitaSpak.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Keita, good job. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Got to come back when it's a bit warmer.
And bundle up those little leaguers in their sweaters up there.
That's right.
I'll see you, Keita. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.